Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
/7:42 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 72 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us this morning. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or join us on Facebook. We are Facebook Live-ing right now at WRHI. In fact, we are online live on Facebook Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. Always fun, and we love to hear your comments.
This is our 31st year of taking part in Prom Pledge. And, yes, of course, OTS Media and so many of folks, we band together. We go into the schools. That was before COVID. Now we're still able to do a hybrid version of it a little bit. But we bring the message to kids about making smart and healthy decisions when it comes time to celebrate the prom and other big moments, but specifically the prom. But we couldn't do it without the help of a lot of the business community. And we're so fortunate to catch up with a lot of them just to understand why they wanted to get involved and learn a little bit more about them, including our very own Haven Miller with State Farm downtown here in Rock Hill. And Haven, good to see you, friend.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Likewise. All right. Well, you are certainly someone who has the pulse on what the young people are into.
I don't know about that. Well, yeah, if you follow Haven on social media, I would say you definitely do.
You do.
A little entertainment, maybe.
There you go. So you know what they're thinking, but you work in a business, State Farm Insurance, right, that knows all about making healthy and smart decisions. So it's probably a no-brainer why you got involved with Prom Pledge, but why don't you kind of explain what was it about this initiative that you're like, hey, this is something I want to get behind.
Sure. Being a local agent, but also being engaged with parents who are bringing up young drivers, just getting to get their first car, just starting their making good driving habits, it correlates so well to Prom Pledge and what y'all stand behind. So the whole concept behind Prom Pledge is making a promise to not drink and drive, make good decisions on prom night. And so we ask the drivers the same thing whenever they come in State Farm Insurance and they're being added to their parents' policies, or even when they're getting their permits, because of course parents start getting permits for drivers, they initially think, oh my gosh, my insurance premiums are about to go sky. The cool thing about us is we don't start rating for them until they actually have a driver's license, even if it's restricted, but it gives us the opportunity to have some really great conversations. So we always ask parents to bring in the young driver with them. We talk through some of those discounts, what they mean, what they're for, but also it really helps us engage them in conversation with one another, which in my opinion is the most important part of prom. I think back to when I was going to prom and, you know, we didn't have all the restrictions of you can only attend one or go to the school or bring this date from this grade.
Oh, man.
You know, I went to four proms.
Tri-County.
Exactly. But just
that's
helping.
Awesome. Good ROI on that prom dress.
Girl, no. We had five prom dresses, one for each one. You couldn't be seen in the same pictures. But it gives us the opportunity to talk to parents and just say, hey, you don't have to be the helicopter parent in this situation, but provide opportunities for them to spend time together with their friends, host the family meal for the dinner before prom, host the gathering for everybody for them to stay the night, take their keys, but provide a healthy environment for them to engage with their friends where they're not having to go out and be somewhere and have the opportunity to make a poor decision. Same thing with insurance. Have the conversation now. Talk about what it looks like. You know, real life situations where people have been involved in drunk driving accidents and lives were lost, fatalities happened, people's lives were changed for the rest of their life because of a disability that they're now involved with. They can't pursue the career that they wanted to go after. They can't perform the sports that they wanted to choose. And so, but you've got to have those conversations because they're consuming so many other things from social media and from every other avenue. So if you're not having those conversations that are starting in the house, it just leads for them to, you know, you never know what word that you can say or what conversation you have that is that one little thing in the back of their mind whenever they're out with somebody or out with a friend or faced with a really, what they don't realize at the time is a really big decision.
Well, getting the keys to a car comes with a ton of responsibility. Absolutely. I remember the first car we got, Dad made us change the tires on it, like almost all four of them. Mm-hmm. And they taught us about insurance, just what you're saying.
Right.
There are some kids that I know that I went to college with that were completely foreign to the whole process of insurance. They say, I don't know, I'm on mom and dad's. While I might have been on mom and dad's, I also was very knowledgeable. Like, my actions have a ripple effect for all of us.
So absolutely.
I really...
Speeding tickets?
Yeah, there you go.
It's not just that ticket you pay. It has, an effect on what your parents are going to be charged for the premium.
Absolutely.
So, joining everyone in on that conversation, because you're now part of the team, is really good conversation to have.
It makes a big difference. Yeah. Not just premium, but for example, we have a saying in my office where every time you leave your house, everything that you love is strapped to the hood of that car.
Oh, wow.
What we mean by that is the exposure and the situation you're putting yourself in from a liability perspective. Because you know what? One moment of distracted driving, you go through a yellow light turned red through an intersection you shouldn't be in, you've T-boned another car, there's a kid in the back seat of that car, or kids. You have just changed their life, put people in the hospital, sent them in an ambulance ride. Well, guess what? When the insurance checkbook closes from the coverage that your parents have on that insurance policy, now you are financially exposed. Every bit of assets that they've worked so hard, the money in the bank, their retirement plans, the equity in the house and cars. And so kids need to be aware of that conversation. I'm not saying they need to take financial responsibility to that level, but they need to understand the magnitude of the decisions that they make and how many lives and finances that it really puts in jeopardy for people.
We continue our conversation with Haven Miller with State Farm Insurance Downtown. And Haven, boy, we are Haven's one of our big sponsors for Prom Pledge, making sure we have a healthy and safe prom experience. The other day when we were doing an interview, Patty brought up a good point.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking it's like you and I are going to the prom.
You know,
our prom pledge that we've been doing for 31 years, is it, here at WRHI.
Thank you so much.
If we didn't get it back in the day, I don't know that we're going to get the experience of having a prom together.
That's
Lucas.
Very true. But Patty brought up a good point. Sometimes with prom, you're driving someone else's car and you've got other passengers involved in the car.
Right.
What does that do in the world of insurance?
A couple different situations, which it's so nice that your neighbor lets you borrow their really cool car, right?
Yeah.
But what you need to know from a coverage perspective is insurance follows the vehicle, not the driver. So before you go hop in that vehicle and put yourself in a situation where you're behind the wheel of somebody else's car, make sure you know what coverage they have, or parents, make sure you know what coverage they have, because it's their insurance that's going to apply in a loss situation. Same concept with drivers in cars, whether it's your car or somebody else's. Passengers in your car that are not household relatives, so immediate mom, dad, brother, sister, okay, they are now covered under your liability just as if there's somebody in another car that you've hit or been responsible for causing damages to. Well, guess what? I don't care if they're your best friend, your, you know, whatever. If something happens and you're responsible for an accident, there's now a situation of negligence. So guess what? If your insurance isn't enough, what's the only other way that they can recoup the losses from their hospital bills, ambulance ride, whatever? A lawsuit.
Oof.
That causes really ugly situations, really division between families, friends, whatever. But it's real life, because they have to be able to get the recover the money from those medical bills, because guess what? They come in, they add up, and they've got to be paid. So somebody's
absolutely
coming for that.
And it's better to make an informed decision than just be blindsided.
Absolutely.
Without realizing.
Mm-hmm. We're pushing up against a hard break, but real quick, it's the national celebration for State Farm.
Yeah, so we had our 99th birthday yesterday for State Farm's Founders Day. We are moving into our 100th year of State Farm, which is really exciting. So yeah, lots to be said for a company that's established the reputation and been number one in the nation for auto and home for so long. But yeah, so we're excited to celebrate that and be a part of awesome local activities like Prom Pledge.
Awesome.
Well, check her out, Haven Miller with State Farm Downtown Rock Hill. You can't miss the beautiful building. It's on Main Street, and she's usually outside working sometimes from here to there when I drive by. And so she's obviously armed with a lot of information, and have that conversation with the kids. I know it's probably awkward and you don't want to do it, but it's better to do that than look at the consequences for
sure. Save a life.
That's right.